If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. Do you believe that democracy is the best form of government, and that this democratic government should operate without interference from any religious governing body? That the state should not show preference to one religion over the others? Do you believe that each individual has certain rights, such as the right to be in any religion they choose, and to the public worship of said religion? That every person has the right to speak their mind and express themselves publicly without censor? That education and the press should be freed from religious influence? If you said yes to any of these questions, then you have a Freemasonic mindset. All of these ideas, as well as Freemasonry itself, have been condemned by the Catholic Church. Watch my video, American Principles Are Condemned by the Catholic Church, to see that American principles are indeed condemned, infallibly condemned, by the Catholic Church. Which means these ideas are in fact errors, and that if you are a Catholic, you are bound to reject them. Look, it's not your fault. After all, we've been raised to believe that these ideas are superior, and that no one has the right to impose their opinions on anyone else. And of course, the Church itself has been infiltrated by Freemasons, and has abandoned its condemnation of these ideas, having even adopted them. But if we use a little logic, the fact that these ideas are erroneous becomes evident. Is there a God? If yes, then he has the right to be recognized, and atheism has no rights. Is that God Jesus? If yes, then Christianity is the only true religion, and all other religions and gods have no rights. Is the Catholic religion the only true expression of Christianity? If yes, then all other forms of Christianity have no rights. Therefore, a right and just society is one which recognizes the Catholic religion as true and Christ is declared as king. This is most effectively done through a Catholic monarchy. A democracy which imposes the will of the people will ultimately fail to do this unless everyone voting is Catholic. Democracy imposing the will of the people is not the noblest form of government. Far from it. Democracy presumes the will of the people to be the ultimate good and will ultimately enact just laws, when in fact humans are inherently selfish and evil and will vote for what pleases them, not for the good of society. And if you don't believe me, then please explain why most states have no ban on abortion, why alphabet marriage is a thing, why the transgender movement marches forward, and why Satanism is going public. If you say it's the court system, well, the judges are appointed by those who we elect. If you say it's pop culture, then why are there no laws regulating it? No matter what you say the real reason is, it all comes down to these principles and ideas that have been rightly condemned by the Catholic Church, and democracy is what is allowing it all to flourish. Oh, you're a conservative. You only vote Republican. You listen to Charlie Kirk, Sean Hannity, Ben Shapiro, yada yada yada. Yeah, I used to listen to those guys too. In fact, I listened to the godfather of conservative talk himself, Rush Limbaugh, before he became a household name in the early 90s. And I was convinced that the Republican Party was going to take over Washington and solve all of our problems. And I told everyone I knew not to listen to the liberal media and vote Republican. But after a while, I noticed something. We kept winning all the battles and yet somehow lost the war. The Republicans kept winning and winning and winning, but over time, the party moved further to the left. The problem with the Republican Party, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Ben Shapiro, yada yada yada, is that they believe in and promote these rights that have been condemned by the Catholic Church. They are trying to solve the problem of liberalism through liberalism. You see, those guys aren't conservatives, they're liberals. They're just not as bad as the Democrats. But make no mistake, they believe in democracy, religious liberty, separation of church and state, freedom of speech, expression, freedom of education, and the press. But then they will complain about the press. They will complain about the educational system. They will complain about the entertainment industry, saying that it's all liberal. You can't have it both ways. You can't believe that people have all these rights and then complain when people exercise them in a manner which you don't approve of. Now, they will say that a person has a right to engage in alphabet activities, just keep it to yourself. On what grounds? If you believe in all these freedoms and that the church should stay out of it, then on what grounds can you tell these people to shut up and keep it to themselves? How can you insist on Christian morality when you believe in equality of religions or no religion at all? And it doesn't matter what the Founding Fathers may have wanted, it's what they unleashed, the Constitution, that matters. So it doesn't matter if this or that Founding Father made it clear in this or that writing that's not the Constitution, that what's happening now was never intended. The Founding Fathers never intended for women or blacks to vote. So unless you're willing to advocate a return to that, invoking the Founding Fathers is pretty weak. And if they appeal to the majority saying the majority doesn't want it, we'll give it enough time and they will. Give enough time and it will become normal, you know, like women voting. And then guess what? The Republicans and all the so-called conservative commentators will abandon any given issue and move to the left, just like they did on rainbow marriage. Almost every state in the union had laws against rainbow activity. The left said that what happens in the bedroom isn't the government's business, so they all got repealed. But it didn't stay in the bedroom, did it? Soon they demanded their parades. They demanded to tell stories to our children. They demanded the right to adopt children. And they demanded the right to go into our schools and tell our children they might be gay. And they demanded the right to get married. They demanded that we accept their sexual deviancy as normal. The Republicans in the conservative media told us to support them and they would take care of it. During the George W. Bush administration, the Republicans worked tirelessly on getting rainbow marriage bans in all state constitutions. Now they could care less, and the so-called conservative commentators have also abandoned the issue. In fact, I was shocked when I saw Caitlyn Jenner on Sean Hannity. That would never have happened just 10 years earlier, but Caitlyn supports Republicans, and that's all that matters. I mean, is anyone advocating for a ban on rainbow marriage anymore? I don't listen to those guys anymore. But when the Supreme Court decision came down, it seemed like the Republicans and so-called conservative commentators just kind of said, oh well, next. And this is what I'm really trying to get across to people. You have to stop with this left versus right mentality, because they are both part of the Freemasonic system that denies the rights of God, denies Christ the right to be recognized as king, denies the Catholic Church the right to exclusivity in society, the right to conduct oversight over the government, and to be recognized by the state as the true religion, and the exclusive right to public worship. Following the right wing of the Freemasonic system, expecting it to solve the problems of society, is futile. The only answer is the return to Christendom, Catholic Church in charge, Christendom. Look, is Christianity the true religion? Is Catholicism the true expression of that religion? If you say yes, then why do you object to this? The idea that different religions and ideologies can live in the same society without one dominating the others is just as unattainable as the communist utopia. It's just taking longer for it to implode on itself. Even the left understands this, which is why they are doing what the Catholic Church should be doing, imposing their ideology and censoring detractors. Because ideas are dangerous. The free flow of ideas is what took us from Christendom to where we are now, causing tens of millions of deaths in the process. The Protestant Reformation and the Thirty Years' War, which brought us Freemasonry and the Enlightenment, which brought us the American Revolution, the French Revolution, all the revolutions throughout Europe, at the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th centuries, the Russian Revolution, World War I, World War II, the communist takeover of Eastern Europe, all of which has brought us here. And many of those things the so-called conservative commentators say were good things. The real Catholic stance is this. Christ is to reign and be recognized in society as king. The Catholic Church is above civil governance and should be recognized as the true religion to the exclusion of all other forms of worship, regardless of what those who are in charge of the church say today, even if it is the Pope. Do you really buy that the Catholic Church has always been for religious liberty? History proves otherwise. The syllabus of errors proves otherwise. The papal encyclicals Mirari Vos, Libertas, and Quanta Cura, which is infallible, prove otherwise, and no council or subsequent pope can change it. This is the truth. I know it's a hard pill to swallow. It was for me. But the Holy Spirit guided the Catholic Church to these conclusions. Therefore, the Freemasonic system we live under, all of it, is wrong and not pleasing to God. Okay, so what are we supposed to do about it? Raise a holy army and uproot every democracy and reestablish Christendom? The day will come when the great Catholic monarch will do just that. Any attempt outside of him will fail miserably, because only he will receive divine assistance from God. Look, you have to understand, this is a punishment from God. Our Lady came and warned us in Quito, Ecuador, which is Our Lady of Good Success, La Salette, Fatima, and Akita. And at all these places, she said the way out of this is stop offending God, do penance, and pray the rosary. That's how we get out of this. Am I saying we shouldn't vote? No. If we live in a democracy, we are bound by the Church to vote for good Catholic politicians. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean every candidate that is Catholic. Most of them are not good Catholics. Beyond that, I believe it is prudent to vote for good politicians, and this would most likely be Republicans or Independents, and not Democrats. What I am saying is stop being on a political team, because what happens is you start making excuses for them. I voted for Trump, and I don't regret it, but he is far from perfect. I personally know three people who have lost their government jobs because of all the cutbacks. Regular people with regular jobs that happen to be government. One of them lost her grant money for the heart research she's been doing for almost 5 years, as well as her scholarship money to get her doctorate at Harvard. It's not just the loony stuff that's getting cut, like Hannity, Prager, Shapiro and the boys, and the rest of the right-wing media would like you to think. None of these people I know were getting millions of dollars to watch bugs have sex. And if I know three, you can bet there are a lot of people out there who also know good people with regular jobs that just happen to be government jobs that are now unemployed. And the Republicans are probably going to get whacked at the midterms. But isn't that how it always happens? Almost like it's by design. Stop looking to these so-called conservatives for answers. They are Republican shills, and that's all. They are part of the system. Start praying the rosary and looking to Christ for answers. And start asking yourself some really hard questions about what you believe. Pray the rosary for the purpose of knowing the truth and receiving contrition and pardon for your sins, and you will be stunned at what is revealed to you. Until my next video, God bless.